Welcome to this standing mindful movement practice. This practice is intended to help you explore and dwell in mindful awareness. The human body has evolved to move in a multitude of ways, and by using this recording regularly to bring awareness to movement, you are caring for your body as you participate in optimizing your own health and wellness. We will be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness as best you can throughout this practice. Being aware of one's limits and working at them, but highlighting it is important to not go beyond them. Instead, cultivating kindness towards the body, honoring and accepting the body and ourselves just as we are in each moment. Not trying to achieve some ideal pose or holding a position longer than is comfortable or feels right to you. Remember, the best results will be achieved by simply showing up in a gentle but determined way. Doing your best to follow along, giving yourself permission to modify any posture or movement to better suit your body at this time. Taking the opportunity to notice what arises for you as you go through these movements, mentally, physically, and emotionally. You may even choose to skip some poses, and that is fine too. Allowing yourself to find a comfortable position, perhaps even closing your eyes as you observe your experience in its fullness. Simply letting be. Remember also to observe the breath as you go along, breathing fully and freely as much as possible. Noticing if you are holding your breath or how different movements affect your breathing. You can even experiment with directing your breath into an area of stretch and noticing the effects this produces if you choose. Have fun with it. Explore. Be curious. So now let's begin with the mountain pose. Standing with the feet a comfortable distance apart. Feeling the contact the soles of the feet are making with the ground beneath you. Aware of the heels, the balls of the feet. The arches in between, the toes. Where are you bearing weight? And where is there less contact? Feeling the support of the earth beneath you. And if you like, exploring some gentle movement by swaying gently forwards and backwards. Aware of the changing sensations on the soles of the feet as you do this. And gently rocking side to side now if you choose. Noticing the weight coming onto the outside of one foot as it lessens on the other. And then reversing. Weight coming onto the outside of the opposite foot. Being aware of how these subtle shifts in alignment can be felt right here in the feet. And now coming to stillness, bringing the body into relative alignment for you. Hips over the knees. Knees over the ankles. Pelvis is neutral. Shoulder blades back as the chest opens. Spine lengthening. And if you like, imagining a string attached to the crown of your head, pulling it up towards the ceiling. And another string attached to the tailbone, lengthening the spine down towards the floor. Arms are relaxed at your sides, shoulders at ease, head balanced over the neck and torso. Standing here, body tall yet relaxed, embodying a mountain, bringing in some qualities that you associate with a mountain. Perhaps strength, stability, even a sense of majesty. Aware of being grounded in the earth, yet reaching up tall towards the sky. And breathing here. Being this standing, breathing mountain. Allowing the breath to flow freely. Being present, here, now. And then slowly stretching both arms out to the sides. Gently, mindfully, bringing them up first till they're approaching parallel with the floor, then continuing on up over the head, aware of sensations as you go, feeling the movement in the arms. And when they reach up over the head, if you like, clasping the thumbs together, extending the fingers, reaching up towards the ceiling, feeling into the body and where you notice this stretch, at the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, under the arms, along the sides of the body, even coming up out of the pelvis, and breathing here. Noticing how the breath is flowing. And when you're ready, unclasping the thumbs and allowing the arms to slowly make this return journey, inch by inch, bit by bit, all the way back down towards your sides, aware of sensations as you go. Perhaps noticing some sense of release when they finally reach their resting point. And then becoming aware of the effects of this movement on the body, this one simple movement. And if you like, closing your eyes as you pause here. And now raising the right arm, either out in front or out to the side, and slowly bringing it up over your head, reaching as if to touch a tree branch a little out of reach. And if you like, gazing up towards the right hand, and then noticing how the left heel wants to come up off of the floor slightly to intensify the stretch and lengthen the body, and letting that happen if you choose. And breathing here. Feeling along the right side into the areas of stretch. Is it in the armpit, the shoulder, the rib cage? Being careful to stay within your limits. And then lowering the left heel, returning the gaze to neutral as you slowly lower the right arm, inch by inch, coming back down to your side, aware of sensation as you go. And noticing the effects of this movement on the body. Perhaps aware of any differences in the right compared to the left side of the body. No need to judge or criticize, but just noticing. And when you're ready, raising the left arm, either out in front or out to the side, and slowly, mindfully bringing it up over the head, stretching up to touch that branch that is just a little out of reach. Gazing up towards the left hand if you choose. Allowing the right heel to raise slightly off the floor. And breathing. Breathing into the stretch. Softening. Then releasing the heel to the floor, lowering the gaze as you float the left arm all the way back down to your side. Once more, tuning into the effects of these movements on the body and the breath. And now bringing both arms back up over the head, reaching up tall. And we're going to do a side bend. So when you're ready, bending towards the right, feeling the stretch coming up all along the left side, the pelvis, the shoulder, and noticing how the right side of the body, the rib cage, has to soften here and compress to allow this movement. Keeping the shoulders square as much as possible. And breathing. And when you're ready, slowly raising back up. Coming back up to a neutral position. If you like, reaching up tall with the arms. And then on an out-breath, slowly bending to the left. Feeling the stretch along the right side of the body this time. Where do you notice it most? And is there some place where you can soften just a little bit to stretch a little more, all the while staying within your limits, being kind to yourself, softening along the left side of the body to allow you to stretch as well. And then slowly reversing coming back up, taking good care. And once more, stretching up tall here if you like. And then gently floating the arms back down to your sides. And closing the eyes if you choose, and feeling into these effects. Now we're going to do some gentle shoulder movements. So for starters, bringing the shoulders up towards the ears. And then squeezing the shoulders together in the front of the chest, feeling the shoulder blades spread apart from each other as the back rounds. And then dropping the shoulders down away from the ears, lengthening along the top of the shoulders. Then shoulder blades coming together in the back. And then continuing on with these forward shoulder circles at your own pace, making them as big or as small as feels right to you. Shoulders coming up, shoulders coming together in the front of the chest, shoulders dropping down, squeezing the shoulders together in the back, and once more, shoulders coming up. And then when you're ready, reversing directions. Shoulders squeezing together in the back, feeling the stretch in the front of the chest, lowering the shoulders down, bringing the shoulders together in the front of the body, and once more coming up towards the ears, and then continuing on with these backward shoulder circles at your own pace, making the shoulder circles work for you, whether big or small, and breathing as you do this, maybe doing one more in this direction. And then coming to stillness with the shoulders, pausing, if you like, closing the eyes, I'd like to invite you now to do some gentle neck movements, being extra careful if you have any issues with this part of the body. Starting with tucking the chin down towards the chest, feeling a gentle stretch in the back of the neck, only going as far as is comfortable for you, and breathing here, then bringing the head back to center, and allowing the eyes to gaze up towards the ceiling as the head gently tilts backwards, feeling a stretch along the front side of the neck. And once more, coming back up to a neutral position. And if you like, exploring this movement one more time. The chin coming towards the chest. feeling the stretch along the back side of the neck. The muscles in the spine here gently lengthening. And coming up again now. And if you like, tilting the head backwards one more time. Feeling the stretch under the jaw and in the front side of the neck and throat. And returning back to a neutral position with the head. And now tilting the right ear towards the right shoulder, allowing the head and neck to bend sideways. Noticing where you feel this movement in the body. And gently bringing the head back up. And continuing over to the left side, bringing the left ear towards the left shoulder. Keeping the shoulders relaxed. And again, coming up with the head. And if you like, repeating this once more. The head and the right ear coming towards the right shoulder as you keep the shoulders relaxed. Feeling the stretch along the left side of the neck. And then bringing the head back up to neutral. And continuing on to the other side, the left ear approaches the left shoulder. No need to make contact here. Feeling the stretch along the right side of the neck. And then coming back up. Noticing the effects of these movements on the body as you breathe here, standing in the mountain pose. Sensing into the contact the feet are making with the floor beneath you. Centering yourself. And now we will be doing a balancing pose, and it's helpful to fix your gaze to help with the balance. So either 4 or 5 feet on the floor in front of you, or could also be on a wall in front of you. And then gently shifting the weight, coming on to the right foot. Noticing the subtle sensations associated with this realignment of the body over the right side and the right leg and foot. And then bringing the arms out to the sides, parallel with the floor. And when you're ready, lifting up the left foot and leg. Could be just a little bit up off of the floor, or if you like, bringing it a little further out to the side and balancing here. Aware of the small movements that are required in order to maintain the balance, these constant adjustments. Giving yourself permission to touch back down anytime you need to, and trying again if you choose, or if you're able, holding this position, breathing here, and then slowly lowering the left leg, coming back onto both feet. Recentering, lowering the arms, perhaps noticing the release in the muscles of the arms and the legs as you come back to this neutral position, back to mountain pose. And now once again, fixing the gaze 4 or 5 feet on the floor in front of you or on a wall. Shifting the weight onto the left foot. Bringing the arms up parallel with the floor. And then raising the right foot and leg up off of the ground. A little bit or further out to the side, if that's workable for you. And seeing how it is to balance on this side. And are you still breathing? Allowing the breath to flow as freely as possible. Then slowly lowering down the right leg, coming back onto both feet, centering, lowering the arms. And if you like, closing the eyes and noticing the effects of the body having done this work. And then bringing the hands onto the hips. And we're going to do some gentle twisting. So first of all, keeping the hips facing forwards and twisting the upper part of the body to the right. Gazing over the right shoulder. Noticing where in your body you feel this movement. And breathing. And then slowly reversing, coming back out of the twist, back to neutral. And then continuing on to the left side. Hips stay facing forwards, and the upper body twists gently to the left. Eyes and head and neck looking out over the left shoulder. And breathing here, softening. If that's possible for you, no need to force anything. And then slowly reversing. And now twisting with the entire body, keeping the feet flat on the floor, and twisting from the ankles all the way up to the head, first to the right. So the legs twisting, the hips and pelvis twisting, the torso and the rib cage twisting, feeling the twist in the shoulders, head and eyes looking out over the right shoulder. And slowly coming out, back to the midline. And then continuing on to the left side. Feeling the twist from your ankles all the way up to your head. Gazing out over the left shoulder. Breathing here. Where do you feel the twist the most? Where is your body a little bit tighter, perhaps? And slowly undoing the twist, coming back into this neutral position, back into the mountain pose. If you like, closing your eyes once more as you sense into the body and this field of sensation. And now moving into a forward bend, bending the knees slightly, or if you like, a little more. And then gently tucking the chin down towards the chest, creating a gentle stretch and lengthening in the back of the spine. Bending vertebrae by vertebrae as you go here, allowing the upper back to round forwards. And then the middle back. Arms are just hanging loosely like a rag doll. Coming down now, bending at the lower back. Only going as far as is comfortable for you and your body. Perhaps hands reach the floor. Maybe they don't. It's not important how far you bend. What is important is caring for yourself as you go here. And pausing, noticing the breath. And now raising the right arm, keeping it relatively straight and bringing it out in front of you so it approaches parallel with the floor. Head looking at the floor, feeling the stretch as you do this. And then lowering the right arm. And now bringing the left arm up, slowly out in front, till it's parallel with the floor. The back is straight, head looking down. And then lowering the left arm. And then engaging the abdominal muscles. Using your core as you slowly reverse out of this forward bend, coming up first with the lower back, keeping the knees bent as much as you need to, then the middle back, then the upper back and the shoulders, and lastly, the neck and the head, until once more you are standing up tall, sensing into the effects of having done this forward bend. And now preparing to do the chair pose, bringing the feet about hip distance apart, fixing the gaze on the floor 4 or 5 feet in front of you or a wall. Bringing the arms out in front till they're parallel with the floor. And keeping the weight in the back of the feet, engaging the abdominal and core muscles as you now sit back in this imaginary chair. Keeping the chest as upright as possible, although you will have to be leaning forward somewhat to maintain your balance. For being aware of what muscles you are engaging as you stay here in this pose only as long as is workable for you. Breathing here, strengthening the body. And then when you're ready, slowly reversing, slowly coming up out of this seated position, bringing the arms back down to your sides, feet coming back closer together, and noticing the effects of this work you've done. And now preparing to do another balancing pose called the tree pose. Fixing the gaze on the floor 4 or 5 feet in front of you or on a wall. Shifting the weight onto the right foot. And then bringing the left foot, the sole of the left foot, up against the inner aspect of the right leg, either just above the ankle, at the calf, or perhaps all the way up to the thigh. And pressing with the sole of the left foot gently against the right leg as you balance here. Hands coming together at the heart center, palms touching each other. And if you'd like to challenge yourself a little more, then bringing the arms up over your head, giving yourself permission to touch down with the left leg anytime you need to, and try again. So balancing here in the tree pose, aware of the effects it has on the body and the mind. And then lowering the hands back down to heart center, and then to your sides, lowering the left leg, coming back onto both feet, centering yourself. And now repeating on the opposite side, so fixing the gaze, shifting the weight onto the left foot, the right sole of the foot comes up against the inner aspect of the left leg, just above the ankle, at the calf, or up at the thigh. Hands, palms coming together at the heart area. And breathing here as you balance as best you can. And then if you choose, extending the arms up overhead. Then lowering the arms first to heart center, then to your sides. Lowering the right leg, coming back into this balanced position on both feet. And if you like, closing the eyes, taking a moment to just check in with yourself here. And now, making your way mindfully, slowly, down onto the floor, into a seated position, bringing the soles of the feet together, knees falling away from each other, spine is straight and upright as much as possible, still being relaxed. And feeling this stretch in the groin, in the hips. Not forcing the knees to go wider than what they naturally are able to do. And then straightening out the left leg, keeping the right knee bent and bringing the sole of the right foot against the inner aspect of the left thigh, raising the arms straight up over the head, lengthening the torso and the spine, breathing here, and then reaching forward with the arms, grabbing a hold of the left leg wherever is comfortable for you, at the thigh or beside the knee or the calf. And if you'd like to intensify the stretch, then bringing the forehead towards the knee. Noticing where you feel the stretch in your body. And is your breath flowing freely? And then releasing the left leg as you gently straighten back up. And now straightening the right leg and bending the left knee and bringing the sole of the left foot along the inner aspect of the right thigh. Stretching up tall with the spine. Grabbing a hold of the right leg wherever is comfortable for you. And then, if you want, bringing the forehead in the direction of the right knee. It doesn't need to touch the knee. And breathing here. Feeling the stretch. And then releasing the right leg. Coming back up. And now making your way onto your back in whatever way is workable for you. Aware of movements as you go. Stretching out both legs. Allowing the feet to fall away from each other. Arms at the sides. Palms facing up, if that's comfortable for you. And lying here, feeling the support of the ground beneath you as you rest here in the corpse pose. Breathing. Simply being. And if you like, bringing in some words of encouragement, nourishment that feel right to you, having worked with the body in this way. And resting here in stillness until the bells ring.